Welcome to Career Conversations. My name is Siobhan Murphy, a career consultant here in DCU Career Service. Today, as part of our spotlight on employers attending DCU's virtual careers fair, which takes place on the 15th of October, I'm joined by Davy. And specifically joining me today is Louise Ryan, who is on the graduate programme with Davy, and Sinead Fogarty, who is a senior recruiter in Davy. So you're both very, very welcome. So I'm going to start off with yourself there, Sinead. Can you tell me a little bit about Davy and what does it do?
Of course, and thanks so much for having us on the podcast today, Siobhan. It's great to speak with you. So yeah, to give you a bit of an overview and the students a bit of an overview on what Davy does. So essentially we are a wealth management and financial advisory company. What does that mean? So there's a few different areas under that. So the main areas that it would really be kind of divided into and that anyone on the program would be getting exposure to. So we'd have our private clients team. So they would be looking after, you know, clients who are looking to invest. They'd be providing them with advice, you know, looking at then like portfolio construction, financial planning and wealth management services. We also then have our asset management division, which is like our fund managers. So they're looking after, you know, the investment strategies and things like that, capital markets. So Davy actually acts as corporate broker to over 60% of companies who are currently listed on the Irish Stock Exchange. And then we would also have our corporate finance team. So they're looking after kind of IPOs, which are like initial public offerings, and then our real estate division as well. So Davy actually would manage over 2 billion worth of real estate assets in Ireland at the moment.
Wow. So where are you based in Ireland?
So our head office is in Dublin, and we also have offices in Cork, Belfast, Galway, and we're expanding our office in London at the moment as well. So it is, you know, it's an Irish company, a real kind of Irish success story, but really kind of continuing to grow and no plans to stop at the moment. So we're definitely in a growth phase at the moment.
So that's fantastic. And I suppose one of the things that has grown quite well in the last number of years is the whole area of financial services, isn't it, here in Ireland? So it's part of a bigger industry, really, and sector within Ireland.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So we're coming up to nearly 100 years. I think our centenary is in 2026. So, you know, it's really kind of gone from strength to strength, but definitely I'd say in more recent times, we've done various different like acquisitions, taken on new business, and it's really kind of helped the company to grow.
Brilliant. So bringing us back to, you know, why you're coming to DCU's Virtual Careers Fair on the 15th, can you tell me a little bit about your graduate programme and who you're looking to hire and what are the roles?
Yeah, absolutely. So our graduate programme, well, we're looking to hire the best of the best, and DCU obviously has, you know, a great name and great people studying there. So our program, so it's a 2-year program that we offer, and it's rotational. So people that join, they'll get exposure to different areas of the business. So it's a really, really good way to come in and, you know, really kind of learn about what we're doing. You know, a lot of the things, you know, the people you know, might hear about, it might be a case that they, you know, you can only learn so much from what you're reading about a company. But when you actually come in and start working on a team and experience what you're doing on a day to day, you know, you could find that you actually are, you know, interested in different areas. So that's why we offer a rotational program. And we found that it works really well for, you know, both the people that we take on board and the business as well. With that as well, so part of the program, one of our main kind of values at Davy is always growing. It's part of our cultural framework, and you know that's something that we would really kind of facilitate with anyone, you know, within the company, but particularly on the graduate program as well. So we really want the people that come in to really learn about the business, and with that, like, we'll provide like support if they want to go on and do further studies. So if they wanted to get qualifications such as the QFAs, which is the Qualified Financial Advisor qualification, the CFP, which is the Certified Financial Planner, or else the CFA, the CFA already, but yeah, so we would offer kind of support with further studies and things like that as well.
Yeah, they're kind of the professional routes, you know, for your professional career. You know, there are certain things you have to do when you work in financial advisory, don't you? There is those QFA exams and
yeah,
so on.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. And in terms of who we're looking for, so to be honest, you know, it's quite broad. I think sometimes people could look at a company like Davy and think, you know, it's very, you know, just financial services, but we're very open. You know, we find people have joined from all different backgrounds. So like business, engineering, you know, maths, actuary, you know, law, all those different disciplines. You know, there's a lot of transferable skills, and yeah, we're quite open in terms of, you know, the background of what people are doing. You know, for us, I think the personality type is really important as well. We have like such a great population of employees across the business. You know, people are very engaged, very motivated, and you know, that's really important to us as well, that people, you know, they have the right attitude, that they want to learn and they want to do well, and just really kind of, you know, provide a really good service to our clients.
How long is the graduate program?
So it's for 2 years.
Okay.
And we do find, so obviously we can't guarantee, but we do find a lot of the graduates do stay on, you know, afterwards if there's opportunities available. And, you know, they've had such a great grounding within the business. So absolutely, you know, if they're interested in permanent opportunities at the end, you know, if an opportunity is available, the graduate program participants will definitely, you know, be considered for those.
And within the rotations there, you mentioned, you know, the rotational basis. Is there like a typical number of rotations that you do, or...?
It varies. So in the past, we've done anything up to 4, but again, it can really change. It depends on the business requirements.
Sure.
And also on the people that we have on board as well.
You mentioned kind of that you're interested in cross disciplines, and that's the beauty of the work that you do, that it can be attractive to a number of discipline types. But can you tell me about kind of numerical skills or anything, or is it just ordinary level numerical skills? Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
In terms of the skill set, again, it really does depend on the area that they're going into. So I think, you know, at the moment we are finding with, you know, a lot of the teams, if students had an interest in things like, you know, the various different computer languages at the moment, like Python and Or, mm-hmm. you know, we're really, the company is very dynamic in the way it works, and we're kind of always looking at what we're doing now and what way we'll need to work in the future. So the roles are continually evolving. So absolutely, I think, you know, strong in Excel is, you know, I think that's kind of essential for any kind of professional service role at the moment. But if candidates, you know, were interested in the other side of things like that as well, that would be really attractive to us.
And just thinking about what you spoke about there, about the divisions in their business, how important is people skills there? Because it looks a little bit customer facing at some points there, or potentially so.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So like, I think that's probably, you know, one of the things that is top of the list. Because even if you're not in a client facing role, you know, it's really important that you're getting on well with your colleagues. Another one of our kind of main values and core values here is about client first. So we really want people that are working with the clients in mind, you know, whether they're dealing with them face to face on a daily basis or not. Like, for example, my role, it's not necessarily client facing, but the way I work is I know that we need to get, you know, someone great for a role, because that will impact the client in the long run. So, yeah, the people side of it is huge. Like, we have found, you know, even with our like client satisfaction results, so we'd regularly do surveys, and we're always above, you know, we're in the 90 plus percentile. And I think that's why we've been able to build such an established business. Like, the clients trust us, and we've been able to build, you know, really strong relationships with the clients that we work with. That's really important, I think. The interpersonal skills is absolutely key.
Brilliant. We might just move on to, before we move over to Louise, we just might just get you to maybe explain the application process and the selection process.
Of course. So the application process, so at the moment, obviously with everything going on, so we're doing all our interviews virtually online. It's actually worked really well for us though over the past few months. So it's one thing actually worth mentioning. We've actually increased our headcount since COVID, which I think not many companies could probably say. We have 781 employees, and as of March 31st we're at 724, so of an increase of 57 people over the past few months. So we found a way to make it work, which I think is really good. And the application process, so the applications will be open from the 30th of September until the 25th of October. So students will be encouraged, they'll submit their CV, a cover letter, there'll be some questions, you know, asking, you know, what they like to do outside of work, if they're involved in any organizations, sports, anything like that. And then also they will need to answer, you know, just the kind of standard application questions. So what we are going to do then, we're going to do hopefully a virtual assessment center, and then the interviews will be over Teams as well. So it will be after the assessment center, there will be an interview with a member of HR and potentially like a department head. And then the final round will be with our CEO and our CPO, our chief people officer. We're trying to make the process a bit kind of shorter this year, because we're conscious, you know, it's unusual times. It's an unusual way to be interviewing all over video. So it's something that we've had to tweak, and we want to make sure that, you know, the candidates are having a good experience, because obviously, you know, things are so up in the air at the moment with everything that's going on, and we totally appreciate that it is, you know, it's an unusual process when interviewing for a role. But as I said, we've hired a lot of people virtually and online, so we're cognizant of that, and we'll try and make it the best experience possible for them.
Brilliant. So just to recap, it'll be a CV and cover letter. There will be some kind of open application style questions. Is it like, why would you like to work for Davy or something like that?
Yeah. So talk to us a bit about, you know, what you could bring to the role, questions like that.
Brilliant. You will have, now can I just ask you, just for clarity, will you be doing screening interviews, or will it be the virtual assessment first, then the interviews, or have I missed a step there?
Yeah, so potentially what we're going to look at is, as part of the application process, so before we get to the assessment centre, it's potentially like a submission of a video, but we're just waiting on confirmation of that. We mark the candidates. We have a kind of, a marking system that will be kind of selecting. So that's how we'd kind of review the CVs.
And is this your first time doing a virtual assessment centre?
We have done kind of similar with our transition year students and things like that. But for the graduate programme, yes, it's the first time.
And are you using an outsourced, or are you using just doing one yourselves, or what's your process?
So we've consulted with an outsourced provider for us.
Grant, so I just that, trying
you
to
know,
get
we
in
have
a sense
the right
of
content
you,
for what
yeah,
we're looking
yeah.
for.
Yeah. Sure. So really being pushy on this on behalf of the students. But I suppose that's one of the things that, you know, in fairness assessment centres, we don't do them all day, every day. Isn't that really it?
Yeah.
So what are you really trying to assess there? What are you looking for there?
So in terms of that, so there's the main things that we'll be looking at. It's based around our values. So the values that we have, I've mentioned two of them already. So the client first, always growing. And then our other one is one team. So it's really, you know, and we want people that can work collaboratively with each other. You know, it's the values that we would have at Davie. You see people working in that way every single day. It's not just like they're, you know, written on a website somewhere and people don't know what they are. Really, we have the people that we have working for us, they're really aligned to them. And then other things that we'll be looking at is, you know, like critical thinking, leadership skills, things like that.
Brilliant. No, that's great. And even those little insights kind of frames it out for everybody and gives a bit of insight. You're not giving away what the tests are or what you'll be asked to do, but you are saying, well, this is what the evidence we're trying to gather is and around these particular areas. So that's really, really useful. So thanks, Louise, for your patience now waiting on the line. But maybe just that really Sinead has really framed out kind of where who Davie were and are and will be, how to apply and so on, and the graduate program. But you are actually on the graduate program, so maybe you could explain to me a little bit about day-to-day life and what section you're working in.
Brilliant. Thanks, Emil, Siobhan, for having us on. So I'm on the institutional equity sales team here in Davie at the minute. So it's my third rotation. So I'm only kind of a week, 2 weeks in the door, actually. But essentially what we're doing here is selling Ireland to the world. So we're selling sort of research, analysis and execution of predominantly Irish companies to different institutional investors or fund managers around the world. So that's sort of the bare bones of it. So on a day-to-day basis, I suppose I'm keeping up to date with the markets, news, any updates or results from the companies that we follow, especially as I get trained up. I suppose there's a lot of that sort of taking in all the information. And then we're getting in contact with our clients and selling our services and I suppose getting that information out there about our corporates.
And based on, say, we can forgive you and you're only there a week on your current rotation, but maybe you could give us a little bit of insight into your two previous rotations and, you know, what has been kind of, you know, the goosebumps for you.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is my first rotation in capital markets, and previously I'd done two in private clients. So my first one was in financial planning. So that's really, you're working directly with the clients, which is brilliant. I suppose you're trying to figure out where they currently are in terms of their finances and their personal circumstances, where they want to be. And then you're building out a financial plan as to how, what tools you can use to get them, I suppose, on their way to achieving their goals. So that's what I did for the first 6 months. And then the second 6 months were spent predominantly at home. I think I was 5 days in the office, and then the rest of the rotation was pretty much all done from home. So I was on the investment team there, and what we did was we were choosing and monitoring the different instruments. So say equities or bonds that would be going into our model portfolio, which is what a lot of our clients would invest in.
Brilliant. So you are actually now, I suppose, starting to have a little bit more confidence in what it is starting to, you know, it's starting to kind of stack up as you move around the rotations and starting to connect the dots for you kind of about the different sections. But just reflecting back, you know, to your time in college, what did you study, Louise?
So I did business and law in UCD.
Brilliant. So, and is it, did you only finish up last year or is it before that?
Yeah, so I would have finished, May 2019?
Brilliant. Yeah. So you kind of are very familiar with being in the seat of our current students. It's quite fresh in your mind. So to me, you sound very confident, you know, in about what you do on a day-to-day basis. But thinking about what you know now compared to what you knew then, you know, what has been, you know, what's the insights that you can bring?
Yeah, I definitely can relate to your students. Finally, or definitely can be, I suppose, overwhelming, especially when you have the applications and I suppose a short college semester kind of overlapping. And I didn't even have to deal with the COVID or lockdown scenario. So the one thing I would keep in mind, right, is that grad programs aren't the be-all and end-all. Like I know, and I didn't realise this until I got into Davie, the amount of grads that Davie hire just not through the grad program, just into, I suppose, different various positions in the business. I suppose top tips for the application process would be definitely to adapt your application to each, to whoever you're applying to. I was told, kind of told, oh, one generic application is fine. But I definitely think if a template is one thing, but if you try to bespoke it to each applicant, like that's really going to stand out to anyone who's looking to hire you. And then I suppose one great piece of advice that I got was when doing your applications, show instead of tell. So instead of saying like I'm a motivated, hardworking person, try show that through kind of your interests and who you are as a person. Try get that across on the page. And what that's one that stood to me.
Brilliant. And people are be familiar with the kind of STAR approach, like the situation, the task, the action and result. And that can be weaved in through the narrative of an application form or a cover letter. And it really kind of helps pop it up, providing the, you know, supplying the evidence really, so employers can actually make an informed decision. Just getting back to your own motivations to applying to Davy and getting into the financial services sector broadly, you know, tell me a little bit more about your own career story there.
Absolutely. So like I said, business law would be a fairly vague, I suppose, degree. So I did have a lot of options, and I suppose it actually took me a while to figure out the career route into financial services. So I would have been interested in it from a personal perspective, but for some reason never really clicked that then it might make sense as a career route. Then sort of when I did have that figured out in my head, Davy, that I mean, they've such a strong brand and they're the market leader in Ireland. So I knew if I was going that route, that's where I wanted to be. But it was really getting into the office that sort of cemented that decision for me, just getting to know just the people and the culture. And I just thought it was a good fit for myself.
And how did you find going through the whole, you know, interview and all that, you know, was that daunting for you, or how did it work out? Obviously it worked out well because you got hired, but, you know, any insights from that?
I think back yourself and like, of course they were daunting, but I suppose you have to try leave that outside the room, and you, like, it's up to you to, I suppose, prove yourself, prove kind of your best and portray your best and make sure that comes across in an interview. So try park the nerves at the door. Easier said than done, I know.
It is easier said than done, and I think we all feel it no matter what stage of life you're at. But I do think what you've said there is really, really important, so I'm just going to repeat it. Back yourself, because if you don't back yourself, you know, how can you expect anyone to back you by hiring you? You know, so if you want somebody to hire you, you have to back yourself.
You have to remember that they don't know you. So you want to get as much of yourself and your personality into that 10, 15 minute slot as you can.
Brilliant, brilliant. I just might come back over to yourself, Sinead, there again. Louise kind of gave us some tips there from her perspective. Could you maybe, you have been reviewing applications, you've been part of hiring in the organisation at graduate and more senior level as well. So you probably have a huge range of knowledge and tips around, you know, how to make your application pop there.
Yeah, and I actually think, you know, Louise gave some really good advice there. And one thing that she just touched on at the end there was, you know, to get your personality across. I think that's so important. You know, we have your CV, we can see, you know, what you've studied and everything like that. But, you know, we're looking for well-rounded people to join. There's so much more to Davy than, you know, what you're doing, you know, and your specific day job. We have, you know, a whole range of things that people can get involved in. Like there's a really big sports and social piece, the corporate social responsibility side. But, you know, people that have outside interests as well is really important. And just, yeah, like she said, tailoring your application. You know, the applications are going to be open for a few weeks. So it'll be until the 25th of October. So take your time. You know, we're going to have a lot of CVs to go through, and the ones that will really stick out will be the ones that, you know, it comes across in the CV that they are applying to Davy. And, you know, they have an interest in the role and they've done their research on the business as well. So I think that's really important. And just take your time when filling it out. I know it sounds so simple and straightforward, but just, you know, ask someone to check through it. Make sure there's no spelling, grammatical errors, anything like that, because, you know, you might not notice it if you're typing away and rushing through an application, but it will stick out to us. So just something simple and that could be easily fixed. but it could, you know, be, you know, the price of going forward or not.
Brilliant, brilliant. And I always say about, you know, personality and things like that, what's the phrase I often use? You might as well be yourself because everyone else in the world is taken, you know, so you don't have to be an alter ego. You don't have to reinvent the wheel, but just, you know, show yourself in a professional light, obviously, and get your personality out and what you're curious about. And because I suppose when you're working in somewhere like Davy and you're working with clients or supporting others working with their clients, you know, you have to be motivated, you know, to, you know, each and you give you goosebumps, you know, about doing that type of work. And it should, you know, highly motivated in that area. I suppose to enjoy it and to be able to contribute effectively as well.
Yeah. And that's the thing as well. If we're inviting someone, you know, for interview, we want them to do well. So if you go in thinking like that, start off on a positive, you know, we're hoping as much as you are that the interview goes well and that we find our candidates. So I think confidence is really important. And yeah, don't be afraid to sell yourself. Don't assume that we know what you did because, you know, you have experience maybe in, you know, another company or anything like that. You know, talk to us about what you've done and what you enjoyed about it. And, you know, really don't be afraid to kind of to sell your experience.
Brilliant. And just a reminder then to DCU students that via Loop on the Career Service module and on the Develop module, we've loads of resources and everything. And then obviously via mycareer.dcu.ie to book in for your guidance and quick query clinic. So if you want to get that application reviewed or the CV reviewed or the cover letter reviewed and everything like that before you send them off to Davy, don't hesitate to book in. Listen, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. I think we've got a good insight as to the process and a good insight into the opportunity on the graduate program with Davy, and also that there is other opportunities within Davy as well. Sinead, that was the point that Louise made there actually, which was a very good one.
Absolutely, yeah. Like if you don't, you know, secure a place on the graduate program, you know, we're constantly hiring and we have been, you know, throughout the past few months as well. So don't be discouraged if you don't get brought forward. It's, you know, it doesn't mean that it's a no to working at Davy in general. It might just be kind of who you're up against in this process. But absolutely would encourage students to apply for other opportunities that they're interested in as well. And, you know, sometimes it can just be, we get a really high volume. So absolutely, yeah, don't be disheartened if you don't get a place on the graduate programme. We will have other opportunities available.
Sinead, seeing as you've actually onboarded a number of people there during COVID, and obviously that was probably some sort of a hybrid or remote onboarding, have you any tips there for graduates there that, you know, could be onboarded in a virtual or a hybrid environment?
Yeah, absolutely. So actually, to give you a bit of background, so I joined Davy back in May, so I'm one of the joiners that joined during the pandemic.
Well, you sound as if you're there for years, so well done.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, brilliant. Go ahead. Sorry. Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
So, like to be honest, you know, I think it's an unusual time to be joining a company, and we're all fully aware of that. So, like from my own personal experience, I was really impressed with how, you know, the onboarding process went. I think I'd accepted the offer back in March, and the country went into lockdown a few days later. So obviously a bit of a nerve-wracking time, but, you know, I had calls from my manager in between, you know, they were, you know, reassuring me. It was very much kind of open to what would you like to do on your first day. So we found that a lot of people, when they're joining, they like to come into the office maybe for the first few days just to kind of, you know, meet someone in person and see their actual physical desk. But again, we're working within government guidelines. So we're considered an essential service. So we have had people in the office over the past few months. But we also have the option to train people over Microsoft Teams and everything like that. And my advice would be, you know, you know, it's always going to be a bit nerve-wracking starting a new job, especially if it is, you know, your first one after graduating. But then, you know, you could also have the benefit of, you might not have, you know, been in an office environment previously, so it's new to you anyways. But what I would say is, you know, people are very kind of understanding of the situation, and people were very, very willing, you know, to give you time and do those kind of virtual calls. You know, everyone had their videos on. So while it's not the same as meeting people in person, you know, it was a really good experience from my perspective. And, you know, we found that the other new joiners are settling in very well as well. So actually, next week we're hosting a virtual event for all the new joiners that we've had this year, because we're conscious that, you know, if previous years they would have been meeting people in the office, so we're having a virtual event next week, with like refreshments and things like that being sent out to the houses. So
wow.
it's great. Like, to be honest, that's something I was so impressed by with Davey. You know, it's not just been business as usual. They've also really tried to keep up the engagement piece. We've had, you know, weekly wellness webinars with different, you know, guest speakers. We've had like Dominie and Peaches Kemp do like a Ready Steady Cook event. So they're still really keeping that social side. So while it is, you know, some unusual circumstances and people are working from home, you know, we really do see the importance of maintaining, you know, the social interactions as well. It's just as important as making sure that people are getting their job done. And I think it, you know, it helps as well.
I know here in the office, and I'm sure you're no different yourselves, there, Louise and Sinead, we do make a big effort to log on 2 or 3 days a week and have our tea breaks together. You know, and, you know, talk about the, you know, the water cooler moments, you know, the in between the chats, you know, checking in on each other and having a bit of a laugh as well, you know. And it is important, you know. And
yeah,
everyone
absolutely.
Keeps, you know, you keep in communication
so
up, you know.
Those informal conversations as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, thank you so much to the two of you. You were fantastic. Thanks a million.
Thanks,
thanks so much. It was lovely speaking with you.